All right, Jordan Smith, man. Hey, triumph. Good job. Good debut. Get on the podium. I was a little worried because Ryder D was riding really good, but you made it happen.
Yeah, it was good. Overall, it was a good day. We learned a lot about the bike, confirmed some things that, I already thought going into it, confirmed some good things. Made a couple good changes, I think, for the main, and that was the most comfortable I felt all day. So that's always a good thing. Had good starts. That's one thing, you going to a different team, especially off the start Yamaha, the power, not sure. And it's been good from day one. We got more coming. So it's always a good thing. Got good starts in practice, got the whole shot in the heat, and a good start in the main. So, overall, really happy with it.
A little bummed you couldn't bring home the win in the heat.
Yeah, I was a little bummed there, but I was kind of struggling a little bit all day with some line choices, and it was almost good for me to get, even though it was only like a lap and a half, to get behind Juju, because he was obviously riding really good and had good lines, and so I was able to pick up on a couple things, even though it was only a lap. I was able to pick up on some stuff, and I think that helped me gain confidence going into the main, like seeing what he did instead of like whenever he was behind me, I'm just guessing what he's doing. I can hear him on me, but I don't know where he's catching me at.
Look, you've been in the lights class for 40 years, so you have a lot of experience, but there's nothing like an opener. There's nothing like Anaheim opener. Like even being as old as you are, as experienced you are, there's always that, like, how good am I?
For sure. I mean, it's, you always have a young crop of kids coming in as well. I mean, like, Look at Julian. He rode really good today. Much better than he was riding. I mean, he was riding really good last year, but I think definitely a better version tonight. And Hayden's going fast. Joe's always going to be there. So there's a lot of, and coming here, there's a lot of not pressure. Like, I mean, the team didn't put any pressure, but there's a lot of guys here. Yeah. Like, the owner of Triumph here is here. Like, that's not something like, on a Yamaha team, like the owner isn't going to be there, So, like, it's just a different vibe, and it was awesome. It was really cool, and I mean, everyone's stoked, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty fun. What do you want to work on for your bike now that you've actually raced it? What's the next step?
Yeah, I think, like riding on the East Coast, our tracks get a lot more rutted than what they do here.
Yeah.
There's like almost no ruts in the turns, a couple areas. So I think just a little bit of traction, rear end traction, I would say, just trying to get the bike to squat coming out of the corners in the right area, like not too much squat, but get down there so that. And we made some good changes for the whoops as well. I was really struggling in the whoops whenever they got cupped out, so it's just hard. You can go and ride different tracks and this and that, but until you get on a racetrack, you really don't know 100%. And I mean, that's the thing that we all know, right? That's like, we were even chasing some stuff in practice a couple weeks ago, and it was like, it might be better, but I don't know. And I'm like, I'm so comfy on what I'm on. Let's just go to the race with like what I know I feel really good on. I've went to different tracks. I know it's good. Let's just go to the race with that. And like, once we get there, like if we figure out like, oh, we need to do this, then we can work on it. Yeah. But like, let's just go with what we know is good for now and see where we're at. And it was actually, we thought we might be a little soft coming into here. And that's like, I mean, I think a typical thing, like everyone gets to A1, they're like, oh my God, my bike's so soft. But it was actually good.
When I was a mechanic, you always can't, everything changed the first race. Everything, like what you thought was good or what you thought was bad, it just changes, right? Because there's more riders, it's a gnarlier track, all of that. So you never quite know. Speaking of the track, what'd you think? I didn't like it watching early in practice, but then I thought it raced pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, just to touch on the subject before real quick, is like even last year, like we got here to A1, I did press day and had a moment on a jump, and we like kind of panicked, changed suspension, like a whole different setup than what I was training on before. And then I ended up going back to the original one after a few races in, and then kind of bounced back and forth. So like this year I was like, I'm not gonna do that again. I learned from that. Even though I've been in the class for a long time,
good job. You're learning.
I'm learning like you have to at some point. The track was good. It was I mean, it's just so hard nowadays. Everyone goes so fast, and everyone does, like, the same things.
You all got video.
It's really hard to, like, I don't know how they can make it, like, easier to pass or whatever, you know? And, like, the baseball stadiums are always a little hard. I think that whenever you have the whoops, like, a pretty flat turn before, you can only get so much speed into them, and then a flat turn afterwards, like, you can only, like, it's a little hard to make passes there, you know? I think a good 180 before and a good 180 after, or a jump before or something is good for the whoops. I think it creates a little bit more passing. and you can set someone up in the whoops. Like where tonight, we're kind of just all taking the same line because the burn before it was so low.
Yep.
You like, if you railed it, it really wasn't any, like you didn't get any more speed because you were turning so long.
Yep.
So I don't know. It's it was good. The track was, I think that with the dirt being drier,
yep,
like whenever they built it, it was a lot peakier than like a typical Dirtworks track. Yeah. Like the jumps were narrower at the top. Like normally they're fatter. They're steep normally, but they're fatter at the top.
Yeah.
Like this track was really peaky. Like if you did not want to come up short on a jump.
Yeah, I talked to a couple guys about trying to do some different triples and they're like, maybe, but that thing's so steep, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, could we have tripled in to the rhythm
before the
like the long
start?
Rhythm
after the
long rhythm like could we have tripled in there probably, but if you came up short on it your season's over. Same thing, even like like where you jumped out
sand.
Of the sand
out of the
could
sand.
You have tripled into that turn maybe, but if you don't make it, like your season's over. And I think that that's where like no one ended up doing it because of that, you know, like no one wants to end their season at round one on a jump that maybe no one's gonna do, you know. So it's just about being smart with that kind of stuff.
Well, good job. First race, first podium. That's what you want to do.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
Yep. Thank you.
Cool.
Do you know where the press conference is?
I do. Hold on.